So in this year, 2024, Russia will be the chair country for the BRICS summit. What does BRICS mean to Russia? You started to actually combine the multipolarity practice with a BRICS platform. Can you explore a little bit more in detail? What is Russia's expectation?
So, as you know, President Putin now is using very often the term multipolarity, and there is consensus in Russian Eurasianist political elite this time about the meaning of the BRICS. The BRICS is the institution of multipolar worlds, or as Karaganov, ex-globalist, now newborn Eurasianist, says, it is the global humanity. So global humanity, that is precisely six poles represented in BRICS. What, how? If we consider what country has formed BRICS, it started with Goldman Sachs.
Put the four countries together.
Yes.
Aiding South Africa.
Yes, that was idea, first four, after that five. Then, yeah. That was idea of Goldman Sachs, just to give the name to the so-called semi-periphery. There is the core, the Western world. There is the periphery, world periphery, poor south, as they say.
Emerging country in the economic category.
And that is something semi-periphery. That is
objective for better statistics.
Absolutely.
For the investment.
Yes,
investment object.
Yes, started as investment project, exactly. And step by step, that was transformed in the completely different institutional expression of multipolarity. What are the countries of BRICS? China, Russia, India, Latin America, Brazil, and Southern Africa, Africa. We have already five civilizational states. Already complete or just in the process of creation. After Johannesburg 2023, there were symbolic countries from Islamic world that have joined BRICS. Shia Iran, Sunni Saudi Arabia, Sunni Emirates, and Sunni Egypt. So we have almost all symbolical countries of the Islamic world. That is a kind of the first approach to creation of pan-Islamic pole, and very important as well that Ethiopia from Africa, the unique country that wasn't colonized by the West, joined BRICS.
More authentic Africa than South Africa.
That is very promising. So Africa is awakening.
It's awakening.
As well, Argentina has applied to BRICS before Milei came to power, and that was symbolic because the General Perón thought that Latin America could survive only creating unified economical and geopolitical space. So based on the alliance between Brazil and Argentina. So the idea
for the regional integration
of Latin America. So this big space, new forming pole, Milei has suspended that, but not refused totally. So
There are different maybe partner mechanism.
Absolutely,
could include more countries.
Yes,
I saw in the Putin's address to the BRICS chairmanship, they Russia think there are 30 countries maybe can participate different layers of a channel network with BRICS.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think this year we try to get Indonesia and Mexico inside, but maybe other countries. Yeah. But the BRICS is the global humanity. the institution, that is a kind of substitution of United Nations.
But the Western media and the think tanks say, oh, it's so diverse. Yeah, and then the country, even between the country, there are some contradictions, they have some hostilities.
Yeah,
and
that,
how could
that's true.
This BRICS platform really work? Yeah, it's
that's
a hollow
true.
Concept. Yeah?
First of all,
what do you see? Yeah.
I think that we need to get away from the Western experts to silence West. The West should be busy with the West, not with the rest. Let the rest decide for itself.
Own, yeah? Yeah,
so
yeah,
the
yeah.
West West tried to impose its will on the rest, and nothing good has happened. So let them keep silence to be busy with their own domestic problems and confrontation and their own decline, moral, and their conflict, social and class conflict, and let the rest in peace. So the BRICS would be busy with the problem of global humanity minus the West. The West should be, I think, in some kind sanctioned by the BRICS. The West should be isolated by global humanity, because the West has made so many crimes against humanity, provoking bloodshed, destroying countries, organizing interventions, that the West has lost the right of the speech in the global humanity. Global humanity will try organize itself in spite of the West and without any regard. So we could respect the Western Western pole. They are the same human as all of us. They are minority comparing with the global majority, global humanity. So what they say, they just prolong the racist narrative. So let pay no attention to them and concentrate on the positive scenario. The countries in BRICS, first of all, we need to establish the relations, good relations and good understanding between these civilizations. And after that, we could
this
think
the
how...
This
that
is
the basis.
This is the base for the multipolar world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For
we
the
need,
true multipolar...
Absolutely. We need to lay, first of all, the principles of multipolarity, understand them, and after that, to try to solve the conflicts, the problems between the... civilizations, as well as between the sub-civilizational units. It will be possible if there will be no more direct intervention of Soros, of this globalist organization. They destroy everything and never makes anything good for anybody. So let's stop this globalism and let's come to multipolarity. That is the radical change of paradigm. And I think that in the presidency of Russia in BRICS, we should first of all not start some economical, financial cooperation. We need to promote the multipolar philosophy. So the presidency of Russia should be symbolic in that sense more than in any institutional or economic or practical. We need to think multipolarity.
Putin put three area to be focused for the BRICS summit is security, and and then the second is the economic order, and the third is the humanitarian area. The multipolarity need to be understood and properly consulted. Yeah, so it's fully in line with your thought, I think.
Absolutely. He started as practical leader. He started with geopolitics and security. As well, cannot be considered as global security, because we could not think anymore in global terms, because thinking in global terms, that means to think in Western, American terms. Yeah. When they say about global security, they mean, the West means, the Western, West first, after that, all the proxies. So that is not global security, that is Western security. Yeah, yeah, so we need to put the concept of security in the multipolar context, the same with economy. I mean, the global economy doesn't exist. This pure illusion, statistic illusion. There are economies of concrete countries, peoples, and civilizations. So we need, that's why I would change the order of the priorities agenda.
But because I protest, because you are a philosopher, so we need to understand the politicians, yeah? And then they put their agenda.
Yeah. I think the politicians doesn't understand enough the being.
But interesting, because the order Putin put for the BRICS summit is similar to Xi Jinping. He raised the Global Development Initiative 2 years ago. And then 1 year ago, he raised the Global Security Initiative. And then aside of these two initiatives, he mentioned the Global Civilization Initiative. For Xi, was the development was key to solve many problems. Yeah, but for Russia, I could understand the security is the big concern.
But in the reality, only civilization.
Okay, this is your conclusion. Okay, we leave this. Yeah.